Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to this. Since 2016, Jeff, the division leaders after week four win their division 68% of the time. And if you're the division leader after week four, you make the playoffs 77% of the time. Just saying. All right, we kick this off with our guy Joop. That's where I'm going. Joop, what up, buddy? Give me your credit pie. Give me the Ric Flair.
Hey, B-Mitch, JP. My Ashburn syndrome has transcended time and evolved to the super Ashburn syndrome. Jaden Daniels is no longer known as Jaden Daniels. His name is him. Timothy Daniels III. Hey, let's all do the victory ritual and hit the Ric Flair.
Woo!
Hey, listen, for all the slack we've been giving for the defense, which was, appropriate, I'm giving them 100% credit. I've seen the strides they've been making from the Cincinnati game to this, and B-Miss, just like with the quarterback, they're stacking up those games, and I'm hoping it's continuing. Frankie Louvu, I feel like he's the key piece on this defense. Payne and Allen, I see him. I see they're renovating that law office, bringing in some new furniture and getting ready to reopen that thing. I'm hoping that it continues. 10, I want to see more from 10. I see him making plays here and there. Look like he's starting to catch his stride, but I'm waiting to see him have a breakout game. And on that pick from Jaden Daniels, I'm not even mad at that pick. Like, I see what he was trying to do. It wasn't a bonehead play. Just looked like the ball got away from him. But I'm willing to bet any money if you rerun that play in a simulation, 9 times out of 10, he's going to hit and Terry McLaurin on that play. Everybody keeps talking about, yes, Jaden is a rookie still. We're going to have our downs. But what if we don't? What if our downs was that pick he threw? Or week one against Tampa or week two where we didn't score a touchdown? This man is a CPU. He learns and he grows from it. And all those commentators talking about he's missing receivers, he's a rookie, and look at his completion percentage. So what does that mean when he finally matures into the position? He's going to give us 100% completion game? Hey, look, I'm excited, fellas. Also want to give some love to Anthony Lynn. We keep talking about Cliff, but like y'all said, Cliff said with all this talent around him and the coaching staff, and Anthony Lynn on the running game, I'm sure he's have a part in the way our running game is moving right now. So got to show him some love, too. Hey, look, I'm it's beyond words.
That's all I got for you guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes, all right, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, man. We're going to try to get a few more. We got Jaws joining us at 11:30, and then we might just go phones all afternoon. I got a stat for you.
I'm with that.
I got a stat for you, B.
What you got?
I got to make sure this is accurate before I say it. but I think it is, and I think it's absolutely nuts. real quick, let's go to Nate is in High Point.
What up, Nate?
Nate, what's up, bud?
What's up? How y'all doing today?
Good,
we're
man.
Good.
I have to start off with the defense, man. The defense at 40% for me. Everybody was saying that they have to step up, and they stepped up. Then I have to go 20% Terry McLaurin. He asked for the ball. When he gets the ball, he capitalized. Then I had to go 20% for the fans. I was at home watching the game, and I heard the chants of Redskins. That is awesome, man. That is awesome. Then the last 20%, 85, man. He has to capitalize. I love him. The smell of his face makes me smile. I'm going to the game this Sunday. I'm ready to celebrate.
I love it, man.
Hey, one more question. Bemis, is the shirt for sale?
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff might have sold it.
Jeff says already sold. He already came with the final bid.
See, I'm the one that started the bid, and I said I was trading my old RG3 jersey for $350.
B, do you want his old RG3 jersey?
No, I don't want that.
Thank you, Nate.
And Deb actually outbidding him anyway.
Day. Yeah. Croissant Boy.
That's the name, Croissant Boy?
That's RG3.
Did you ever see the croissant pictures?
I saw it.
Yo, listen to this. Through four games, the Commanders have more scoring drives, right? Because they've scored 13 touchdowns, and Seibert has kicked 10 field goals. So they have 23 scoring drives. He's thrown 19 incompletions. Through four games, they have more scoring drives than incompletions.
That's unbelievable.
What is Jeff looking for? You want your scarf collection back? There you go, pal. Now, we might auction that off next.
15 cents.
Think about that. More scoring drives than incompletions. Yeah. This offense.
Like last week, more touchdowns than incompletions.
This offense right now is an absolute wagon, man. Just get on or get out of the way. Ladini, you got a credit pie, buddy?
Yes, I do. I'm going to go with 40% for Jaden Daniels. He's just continued to play excellently. The defense, 30%. I think they had a good game this week. This was the first time that it felt like they really stepped up. Jeremy McNichols, 10%.
Make sure you pronounce that right.
Yeah. he was good again. I love that that touchdown where he was kind of like tightrope walking down the sideline to get in the end zone. And then I thought the offensive line played really well too, so I'm going to give them 20%.
I like that one. I think that's very fair. It's hard. Yeah, that game yesterday is a straight up team win. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to, there's very few people that deserve like some blame, and I think a lot of people were very impressive. Let's go to Jay in Columbia, South Carolina. Jay.
B, Mr. JP, how we doing?
We're good, Jay. What's up, brother?
How we doing? I tried to call last week on Tuesday after the Monday night game, but the phone lines were packed. Appreciate y'all taking my call. So I want to go with credit pie today. I'm going to go with 50% offense, 40% defense, and I want to do 10% to Frankie Lubu because he did exactly, like I told you fellas, like I'm an assistant high school coach, he did exactly what I teach my kids. Everybody game tackle, somebody ripped the ball. That was a big rip that he had, which killed their momentum and gave us even more momentum, and then we ended up executing on that. So, fellas, we playing football, and, you know, Sunday is going to be a huge test. We're going to have to scheme similar to how we did on Kyler against Deshaun because he can move too. I want to make sure that we do that. And if we beat these boys Sunday, I like our chances against Baltimore. I really do. I like our chances. I really do. I just want us to be competitive, fellas. That's all I ask. Be competitive. Let's win, obviously, but let's be competitive. Let's put the NFC as well as the whole NFL on notice that the Washington Commanders, we're not the old Commanders. We have an offense that's rolling right now. And obviously, defensively, if that can get tight and look like how I did yesterday, I don't think nobody's going to want to play us, especially in D.C., because the fan base is back, baby. Yes, sir.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the bathroom?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, they
are. I love it, Jay. Great call, dude.
They are totally
The fans were fired up in Arizona.
A lot of them in Arizona, dog.
For sure. Got a credit pie here from Nelson Jordan via Twitter. Jaden 30%, Cliff 30%, defense 10%, running backs 10%, and O-line 10%. And DQ 10%. That sounds like a lot of percents. 30 and 30, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. Nope. Nelson nailed it.
How you going, Nell?
Our guy Jaime is on the line. What's up, Jaime? Who you got?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Man, I'm so happy, man. So many years of frustration, and it looks like finally we have our franchise quarterback. This kid is awesome, brother. How long it takes for a rookie for the game to slow down? And it feels like this kid only in two or three games, it looks like the game started to slow down for him. Look at Sam Darnold, how long it took him for the game to slow down. He's finally playing well with the Vikings. But this is unbelievable, man. I'm so happy. This kid is so calm and composed, even keel. I love Kingsbury. I think he's doing a great job with him and game planning for him. And he was so happy to stick it to the Arizona Cardinals yesterday. Mm-hmm. The defense played well. The offensive line, it's lights out. It's playing very, very well, above expectations. If I have to do percentages, I think Jaden Daniels, I give him 40%. I think the running game was huge also. I would give him 20%, and then the defense, I will give them 30%, and then we have 10% for the kicker. The kicker is kicking well. It hasn't missed a field goal, I think, since he joined us. So, but it's a great time to be a Commanders fan. We finally getting rid of those rival fans that are filling up our stadium. We're gonna get rid of those, and now when you're looking at the schedule, you all of a sudden you see some winnable games that you didn't thought that we can win, and who knows, right? Who knows? But I wouldn't say we're still underdogs in the division, but I think we can make a serious case to win that division, and I'm so excited for years to come.
Thank you, Jaime. Great call, buddy. B, I wanted to share something with you. 48 dug this stat up from True Media. Intermediate throws between the numbers,
mm-hmm.
Okay? That qualifies as the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when there was the he doesn't throw to the middle of the field discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Through four games, he's 12 of 13 for 207 with a touchdown.
Oh, wow.
Specifically on intermediate stuff in the middle
of the
field.
The stuff that he don't do. He's good at it. Oh, man. Can't believe that.
Yeah. It's remarkable. All right. I'm ready to try to figure out my credit pie here.
Go for it.
It's tough. Like, I start here because I don't want to be overly, tilted towards the quarterback. But at the same time, Jaden is just playing at such an elite level that he deserves so much credit for everything that's happening out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think not just in the pass game, but in the run game too. The touchdown run he had, I mean, that is elite vision, patience, a lot of things that rookie quarterbacks don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going 50 to Jaden. I thought the running backs were awesome in this thing, both B-Rob and McNichols. I got them for 10. I thought the O-line was really great in this thing. I got them for 10. That leaves me with 30, I believe. I'm going to go 20 to the defense. I think on some level, you had some guys.
20 that, or 20?
20 that just decided to win. Guys won individual matchups yesterday in spots. Yeah. And I think Dorrance Armstrong particularly is a name I would point out there. You saw John Allen get a sack. Just the pressure was significantly better. And I thought the coverage really was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's easy to, you know, people were poking fun early on there, but I thought Noah I, these guys, Emmanuel Forbes was on the field that whole game. You didn't hear his name once. That means he at least had a neutral game.
Yep.
And neutral is a step forward.
I think he played much better than he did before.
Big coverage bust.
Yep.
I mean, Kyler had, 140 yards passing? Defense deserves a lot of credit.
I like 115.
And then I wanted to do this specifically. I wanted to talk about this. I was really impressed and almost, excited for the future late in the first half when the Cardinals are trying to probably be overly aggressive, and they go for it on fourth down, and Washington gets the ball at their own 42 with 29 seconds and all three timeouts. I honestly think last year Ron would have opted to take a knee and go to halftime there.
Yeah.
And that in all of the egregious take a knee, go to halftime scenarios, that's not the worst. But you have 29 seconds and all three of your timeouts. And if you can gain two first downs, you're probably in field goal range.
Yeah.
I loved, honestly, and this is
to be honest with you, Austin gives them more confidence in going for stuff.
Sure. Now, we haven't seen Austin hit a bomb yet, but two things happen. I love how well they executed in that situation. And I love that there was a clear design because they were up a touchdown at that point. And I think there must have been a discussion if we can hit something deep, cool. But otherwise, if we go into half up 10, that's great. Because it seemed to me they were almost just playing it to get that field goal, knowing they were getting the ball coming out of halftime. And 29 seconds, all three timeouts, they go really pretty quick. They get the turnover on downs with the big sack by Dorrance Armstrong. Jaden goes to McNichols. He gets out of bounds, gain of 6. Jaden goes to Ertz for 13, first down, call the timeout. Then Jaden scrambles for 7. Now your time is really starting to diminish here. 9 seconds left in the half, okay? If you want to make the argument you want a deep shot there, you want to go to the end zone, you're at the 32. 2nd and 3 from the 32. A couple things can happen if you take the deep shot. 1, he gets sacked. You're out of field goal range. You're not getting any points. That's just...
Yeah.
2, it's incomplete. Maybe you got a second left. 3, it's complete and you don't get into the end zone or out of bounds. There's just so many options. I loved they called the draw. I loved that they set up Seibert from the middle of the field. That level of execution, I'm giving DQ and Cliff specifically the credit there. 50 to Jaden, 10 to the running backs, 10 to the O-line, 20 to the defense, 10 to DQ and Cliff. Just an absolute ass kick, and it was fun to be there. Ron Jaworski joins us next. If you're on the phone, stay there.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.